This is Radio Powell. I'm Gaushal Giri with the news. The headlines first.
Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli vows quality drinking water for all Nepalese by the year 2030. Finance Minister Bishnu Paudil meets U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu to discuss economic cooperation and development. And world leaders have called for stability in Syria following the overthrow of Syria's former president Bashar al-Assad's regime by rebel forces. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli today inaugurated the Beldangi drinking water project in Damak of Chapa district. The project aims to benefit over 26,000 residents in wards 2, 3 and 4 of Damak municipality. Constructed at a cost of 50.79 million rupees, the project provides piped water to 6,521 households. During the inauguration ceremony, Prime Minister Oli emphasized the government's goal to ensure quality drinking water for all Nepalese by the year 2030. He also highlighted ongoing national initiatives in agriculture, sanitation and other sectors, promising to expedite unfinished development projects to strengthen the country's progress. Prominent attendees included the Prime Minister's wife, Radhika Shakye, Kosi Province Chief Minister Hikmat Karki, and Federal Minister for Drinking Water, Pradeep Yadav. Locals who contributed land to the project were honoured at the ceremony. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil today met with U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu at the Ministry of Finance to discuss economic cooperation and development. The talks focused on the implementation of projects under the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, and USAID, development financing and promoting private sector investment, according to Deputy Prime Minister Paudil's secretariat. Minister Paudil urged the US to expand its support, emphasizing Nepal's political stability and its focus on achieving economic prosperity. Assistant Secretary Liu expressed satisfaction with Nepal's economic growth and stability despite some countries in South Asia struggling. He also conveyed the US government's willingness to extend additional economic assistance to Nepal. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has emphasized the need for unified efforts across all state mechanisms to eliminate corruption. Speaking at an event marking International Anti-Corruption Day today, Minister Singh emphasized the government's commitment to policy and legal measures to combat corruption. The theme for this year's International Anti-Corruption Day, Uniting with Youth Against Corruption, Shaping Tomorrow's Integrity, emphasizes the critical role of youth in combating corruption. Minister for Forest and Environment, Ain Bahadur Shahi, has said efforts are being made to place proper measures to minimize human-wildlife conflict. Talking to journalists after monitoring the Parsa National Park, he said the human-animal conflict had been rising as wildlife living in the park area have started entering the village and settlements in search of food. He said human-wildlife conflict could be reduced if animals like tigers and wild elephants were not allowed to come out into settlements and people did not enter the forest. He added that the ministry was making efforts to reduce human-wildlife conflict. Many districts in high mountainous and Himalayan areas have started to receive snowfall. One of these districts, Humla District in the Karnali province, also received snowfall for the first time this year today. The snowfall started last night after changes in weather conditions since yesterday evening. As of today morning, snow measuring more than 3 inches has piled up in the district headquarters, Simikot, while a feet of snow is covering Limi and other areas located in the higher parts of Namkar Rural Municipality. The farmers in the mountainous area are happy because of the snowfall. The local residents in these areas believe that the weather will improve after the snowfall. The farmers say the snowfall will help in the cultivation of wheat and barley. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. world leaders have called for stability in Syria following the overthrow of Syria's former president Bashar al-Assad's regime by rebel forces. According to the BBC, US President Joe Biden pledged support and claimed that the US was ready to use both diplomacy and military force to prevent Syria from falling into chaos. Other heads of states and governments also echoed Biden's pledge to maintain stability and order in the region. Meanwhile, the US has also carried out numerous airstrikes on ISIS targets in Syria since Assad's downfall, aiming to prevent the militant group from exploiting the situation. The US Central Command reported over 75 strikes targeting IS leaders and camps. Commander General Michael Eric Kurilla emphasized that the US would hold accountable any groups that support or work with the Islamic State in Syria. Likewise, Assad has reportedly fled to Moscow, where he is expected to seek asylum. Rebel group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham recently entered Damascus, and rebel forces have also begun releasing prisoners held in Syrian jails. South Korea's chief prosecutor has ordered a travel ban for President of South Korea, Yoon Suk-yeol, as he faces investigation over his controversial martial law declaration last week. According to the BBC, the order comes after widespread protest calling for his resignation or impeachment. Several senior officials in President Yoon's administration are also under travel restrictions. Despite mass protest, a vote to impeach President Yoon failed on Saturday. The ruling People Power Party announced that Prime Minister of South Korea Han Duck-soo would take over the leadership until Yoon's eventual resignation. People Power Party leader and Prime Minister Han Dong-hun said President Yoon would no longer be involved in state affairs, including foreign policy and diplomacy. The opposition party, however, criticized the plan as unconstitutional. Democratic Party members accused the People Power Party of trying to seize presidential powers without legal authority. The We Protect Global Summit 2024 concluded in Abu Dhabi of the United Arab Emirates yesterday, launching the Abu Dhabi Call to Action to address challenges in child protection online. The two-day event gathered government representatives and global technology leaders to discuss strategies for creating a safer digital environment for children. The summit emphasized collaborative approaches and innovative technologies to safeguard children from exploitation and abuse linked to digital advancements, according to the Emirates News Agency. The theme focused on future guided discussions on addressing immediate issues while envisioning a secure digital future for children. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy in Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province, and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli vows quality drinking water for all Nepalese by the year 2030. Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel meets US Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu to discuss economic cooperation and development. And world leaders have called for stability in Syria following the overthrow of Syria's former president Bashar al-Assad's regime by rebel forces. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.